The Light Wizard in the Flesh is a story about the light told by a wizard in the flesh. The light is I, and the flesh is me. So this is a story about I and me. I will refer to you as I'm, and I'm the light. And this is my story, which from your point of view is his story. So this is the history of the Light Wizard. From the point of view of the light side, this is a documentary about the universe and is meant to document how the dark side can access the light side and prove scientifically how every aspect of the universe works, which from the light side can be summarized in one word. Light. Now that said, the YouTube crowd should be pleased. I was able to fully explain how the universe works in one word. And in under 3 minutes, which is as long as their attention span can last. And since they do not care how the universe works, or how the universe remotely even has anything to do with them, they should be content with the explanation and the word. But some of them will not. In fact, they do not think this explains anything. And even though they claim to understand what light is, they do not. And this is because for the last 6,000 years of the history they know has been told by the dark side. So the dark side is all they know. As such, they cannot see the light, because it's not in their reality, and reality is what the light is. So the two realities are light and dark. Even though most people believe they are in the light, they are in fact in the dark. And to prove this, the Light Wizard will have to redefine the universe, which is a very easy task and also a very difficult one at the same time. For the dark side cannot see the light. As if it was the flip side of a coin, one side can never see the other. How do I open your eyes to a universe that is right in front of your face if I cannot get you to see it first? One step at a time. In step zero, which most of the dark side will not understand why I started numbering from zero, will automatically feel confused. And knowing that this may take more than 3 minutes, and they really have more important things to do than learn the truth about the lie, they give up for many reasons. One is they think they are smarter than I am. They figure that for thousands of years, the best minds on this planet have already figured out all the secrets of the universe. This is called arrogance. But that will not stop them from giving up, because they are in the darkness. And they think it's the light, so they are blind to the light, and have no clue what it is, or why they would need to know what it is. This is called ignorance. So now they feel like I insulted them, which is called stupid. And now they are mad, which is also referred to as insane or crazy. And this is not really helping me to enlighten them. It's only serving to keep them in the dark. But if they only realize that these words only exist in the darkness, they would wonder why I chose to speak them at all. And the answer is that in step zero, you must first learn to acknowledge all the barriers to learning. And the first is words and meanings. For without this knowledge, I could not even talk to you. So step zero is the basics. It's how do I, whom is the light, communicate with you that are in the dark. The next step is one. In this step, I will dive deeper into what we talked about in step zero, so we can build on ideas, expand your understanding, and start to define how you fit into the universe. And just when you think you have a clue about what the light is, I will go on to the next step, which is step negative one. One step forward and one step back. In this case, one step into the light and one step back into the dark. So I can teach you what the light is by teaching you what the light is not. This journey requires a map, so we can see where we are and know where we have been. So I will use a pyramid to represent a three-dimensional map. It will have 13 steps at the base, and will have 13 levels. And if you do the math, you will find it has 91 steps on one side. And there are three sides: white, gray, and black. The dark side likes to play games, so let's not disappoint them. We will make a game of this and call it the Light Wizards game. The object of this game is to understand each step. And to do this, you can play this game with other people. And most of these people will think they are in the light, so they will jump to a conclusion, which is why I have negative steps. One step forward and one step back. Round and round we go. when we get off, only you know. For thousands of years, wizards have taught the dark side about the light side, using metaphors and play on words, as if this was poetry. But the real reason is that the light side does not talk the same language as the dark side. So it's only natural that they would have to try to talk in terms that the dark side would understand, which can lead to confusion, which can make you feel ignorant about facts that you think you know about this universe. Since it might go against everything that you have ever been taught about the universe, so you get mad, which makes you think it's I who is insane or crazy, which is why I started at step zero, instead of just trying to explain the universe with one word, which is light. Think of the light side as a dog. Unconditional love, caring, and obedience is what you demand of a dog. But a dog does not understand any of those words. It just does what comes natural for a dog. It reacts logically. Only you do not understand the logic. You do not understand its words. And worse, you think it's just a dumb animal. You only think you understand its body language, so you base your whole relationship on what you think you know about dogs. Which is why this analogy works so well. And if you think it's a little backwards, then just maybe you will start to understand why. The reason the dark side cannot see the light is because the dark side is blind to anything but the darkness. To overcome this limitation, you must first learn to let go of the darkness. The best way to describe the light side is to view a stereogram. Some people can see it, some cannot. But as long as you have eyes to see, you can be taught to see one. And once you do, you can be taught to see the light the same way. Once you understand the light, you will understand the universe, and then you will understand yourself as well as others. The light is the beginning of knowledge and not the end. The light is an energy, also known as trinary energy. It is used in trinary engines, which is what powers the sun, moon, and planets, as well as the galaxy itself. It's the basic premise of all energy in the universe. It's matter and antimatter, or light and dark energy. It's also the energy in our soul. As such, it is I. From a historical view, the light has always been known from the beginning. For in the beginning there was light. From a biblical view, I am. I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the Light Wizard.